carbon that got clogged up, you're allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. So we darshin chatita in chafiruloi. Poshas mashigin, if you have the flow of water going through the gutter of water, let's say you have the gutter of the dirty water flowing through the shisarabim, there was like a gutter for it to go through. If it got clogged up, you're allowed to clean it out on Chol HaMoed. So it'd be medayik chatita means just scratching it out, just cleaning it out. But chafiruloi. But if you have to really dig like a new ditch, a new canal, that's also to do for the purpose of the shisarabim. Now, Omer Rav Yaakov, Omer Rav Yechanan, Loishonu Elashen Rabim Tzrichalhem. That's only if this dish, this canal, the Rabim doesn't really need it. Then only Chatita, just scratching a little bit, is mutter to clean it out, but not to really have to dig it out, a Chafira, digging, that's also. Avo Rabim Tzrichalhem, let's say this was a canal going through the Shusha Rabim, that the whole Rabim used this water, it was the purpose for the Rabim, then Afilo Chafira mutter. Even if your mamash have to really dig it out now, your real chafira, real digging, it's a real big bother, still it's mutter and Chol HaMoed. Again, the Yisodis, Tzorchei Rabim, is mutter and Chol HaMoed. If you want to dig the canal through the Rishus Rabim, that the Rabim needs this water to go there, even though it's a big bother to dig it out, but since it's a Tzorchei Rabim, it's mutter. For the Gemara, is that true? V'chi Rabim Tzrichim Lehem Mishori, if the Rabim needs it, are you allowed to dig the canal? The Yotanya will not like this. Choytetin, a boira, sticha, a boira, show yachin. Choytetin again means only scratch a little bit. If you have already a boira, a ditch there of water, and it got clogged up, you could just scratch it out a little bit. Show yachin. If you ain't talk like Mr. Rabin, then for sure, if this ditch belonged to the Rabin, for sure you could scratch it out to clean it. But it says clearly, the ain't choyfrin, boira, sticha, a boira. But you're not allowed to dig out now a new ditch, sticha, a boira, also type of ditches. Show Rabin, even though it belongs to the Rabin, still, you can't dig it out on Chol HaMoed. The ain't tzorach leimishon yochid, and for sure, you can't dig out a new ditch for a private person. So, lechuret, my love, aren't we talking about here? The shirabim tzrichim lehem. Even if the rabbim needs this canal of water, still, you're not allowed to dig the ditch metchiler on Chol HaMoed. So, it's a stira. Before Rabbi Yaakov says, when the rabbim needs the ditch, we're allowed to even make a chafira, dig out the ditch, dig out the canal for the rabbim. And here it's mashma, no? So Gemara says, no, there's no stira loy. Here we're talking about the Shein Rabim Tzrichim Lehem. Talking about where the Rabim does not need this canal. It's not necessary for the Rabim. So even though it's going through the Shus Rabim, here it's only mutter, a chatita, to scratch it out, but not to make it new, not to make a chfira, digging it out. So Gemara says, what do you say now? We're talking about where the Rabim does not need it. If so, the kavosta gabi yochid, the same case should be by a private person, shein yochid sorachlem. We're talking about that the private person does not need this ditch. So for the Gemara, if the private person doesn't need it now in Chol HaMoed, chatita mishori, is a mutter even to scratch it out, do a little fixing up, is that mutter in Chol HaMoed? For a tanya, we're not like this. Boiroi tzichin amaris, if you have your ditches, your flow of water, shel yochid, that belongs to a private person, Koinsin Mayan Latoichan. You're allowed to fill it up with water. Avoloi Chaitatin. But you can't scratch it out. Like if it got clogged up, you can't make a chitita scratch it out. Voloi Shofen, not smooth it out. As it came, if there are holes, cracks on the side, you can't smooth out the sides. Visho Rabin. Mashaykin, if this ditch belongs to the Rabin, then Chaitatin Oisin, you're allowed to scratch it out. Vishofen as it came. If there are cracks there, you could smooth out the cracks. So what do you see? That when the Rabim doesn't need it, if the Yochid doesn't need it, it's also even Chatita. When is Chatita mutter? Only when the Yochid needs it. But if you're telling me now we're talking about when they don't need it, so why is Chatita mutter? To Ella, what do you have to answer? My Shebi Yochid Sarachlem. Ella, my, why is Chatita to scratch out the hole is mutter? Because the Yochid needs it. If so, the Kavosa Gaba Rabim, then the same opposite is by the Rabim, Vishra Rabim Tzrichalem, when the Rabim needs a dish of water. So if so, Chafira Miyasar. Is chafir also then? Like this price it says, even for the Rabim, only chatita, scratching out his mutter, but not real digging. And it says by yochid also chatita is mutter. Now chatita is only mutter by yochid where he needs it. So it's mashma even by a Rabim also, even when they need it, only chatita is mutter, not chafira. So it's a kasha to Rabbi Yaakov. For the Gemara, is chafir also? For your time you will learn. Boiras tichin amarisho yochid kainzim mail matechon. The chaitzit in oisim. That you're allowed to scratch it out, avoloi shofen as a keyem, but you can't smooth it out. Voloi choytetin l'teichon. Voloi sadin oisim besid. And you can't put lime around it. But this is only because it belongs to a yochid. Vishel rabin, well let's say it belongs to the rabin, to the public, Then the locker is chayfer noison. You could even dig it out for the first time. V'sade noison, you could smooth it out with lime v'sid. So chutz is fira. Here we're saying if the rabbi needs it, it's mutter even chafira. So how come before we said only chatit was mutter? Elakashach kamaisa t'sfira. So matira tochi. Chaytetin barish show yachid b'shiyachet tzorach lehem. V'yein tzorach lehem b'sharabim. When t'sharabim tzrich lehem. V'yafilu chafira mutter. Because when the rabbi needs it, then you can even dig it out. Aber v'yein chayfrin barish tzichin amarish harabim. But you're not allowed to dig out ditches for the rabbim b'shein rabbim tzrich lehem. When the rabbim does not need it. The ain't tzarach loyim eshol yachid, and for sure you can't dig out a ditch for a private person when he doesn't need it. Why? The chiyen yachid tzarach lem, because when a yachid does not need his ditch, afilu chatita nami yosser. Even a little scratching out is also yosser. Maybe there's no stiro. Shel rabim, it depends. If you don't need it, chatita is mutter. Chafira, digging it out for the first time, it's yosser. But when the rabim needs this ditch of water now, then even chafira, tzarachi rabim is mutter, and cholamayit. Alright, we'll stop here. You behold that Heyam and Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara, okay, we just got finished proving the point that there's a difference if you do something Tzorchei Harabim, if you want to make a ditch or a hole for the water of the Rabbim, it's mutter even to make a Chafira, to dig it out if the Rabbim needs it. But if the Rabbim does not need it, then it's only mutter Chatita to scratch it out. But for a borer of a Yochid, then if he needs it, he could do Chatita, just scratch it out. It was there before. He got stuffed up. He let us scratch it out. But to make it from the new, it's awesome. So Mar said the Omer of Ashi, Masnitzin Nami Deka. For now, Mishnah is also a proof to this. Tiktoni says now Mishnah, Oisin Kol Tzorchei Rabim. For the Rabim, you let us do everything. So Kol Asu Yemai. What does it come to include when it says a lashon of Kol Tzorchei Rabim? Anything the Rabim needs, you let us do. My love la suya chafira, doesn't it come to include chafira? That if you have to have a ditch of water for the purpose of the rabbin, you're allowed to go to dig it out now to make a chafira to dig for the rabbin. So Mora says, lo, could be for now, mission is no proof. Hatayi la suya hodatanya. Our mission means to come to include other cases. Like we learned, yoitzim la kavri ses adrochim. You're allowed to go out on chalamoyid to fix up the roads. La kavri, means Rashi says, to pick out the thorns. If there are thorns in the road, you'll have to clean out the thorns. Ulisakin as a rechoyvois. If you have a general meeting place, also you'll have to clean it out to make it usable. The yesoas tatois. Rashi, the side it says it means pirish yurochem am feloshim. If you have like main roads, also you'll have to clean them out to make sure they're usable for the rabbim during cholamoid. The lomud as a mikvois. You'll have to check out the mikvois in the city to make sure they still have aboyim sor, that they're still kosher. And v'chol mikvah shein boi aboyim sor, if you check out a mikvah and see it doesn't have enough water, it doesn't have aboyim sor, is magilun l'toychei aboyim sor. Let water go into it to make sure that you have aboyim sor inside the mikvah. So these things you're allowed to do on chol amoyit. Because that tzorchei rabim, they're the purpose of the rabim that's going to use it. Ominayin, how do I know? Shim lo yotzu, if you do not go out to fix the roads, the also kol elu, and something happened here that you called domim shenishbuchul shom malaleim akosef kilo heim shalchum. Like in other words, if there were thorns in the main road and you did not go to clean it off, and somebody hurt themselves, somebody got killed them, it's considered like you killed them. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says for ho you alecha domim, like that's my hilchas makir. If you don't make a fence around your roof and somebody falls off it, it's considered your fault for your lecha domim. Because when you have a mikshol, you're supposed to clean it out to make sure nobody will hurt themselves. So not only are you allowed to do it, but there's a mitzvah to do it, to clean out the drochim, to make sure it's safe for the rabbin to use it. So koponim, that's what the Mishnah means. Sarchi rabbin in the Mishnah means not to dig the bore, but it means to fix out, clean out the roads. For at the Gemara, how bad you katani law. The Mishnah can't mean to include these cases, because the Mishnah says these cases clearly. And still it says, Kol Tzorchei Rabim. Because the Mishnah says, U'mesaknin es adrochim. Clearly, you're allowed to fix out, clean out the roads. V'yes arachoyvois, the main meeting places. V'yes mikvois, ha-mikvois, when you're allowed to clean out, measure out the mikvah, make sure it's still kosher. V'yosin kol Tzorchei Rabim. and still the Mishnah ends off to say you're allowed to do kol tzorchi rabba macholamoyed is lasu yamai. What does the Mishnah mean to include this extra kol tzorchi rabbim? Lav lasu yachafi roshmamina. It comes to include that you're even allowed to dig out the ditch from the beginning with tzorchi rabbim. So our Mishnah is also proof to this halacha, the Braisa, that tzorchi rabbim, if the rabbim needs the water, needs the ditch of water, you're allowed to dig out the ditch of water at the beginning on chol hamoed. Right, then the Mishnah says, mitzayon nesakvoros, that on chol hamoed you're allowed to go out in the fields, and when you see a person is buried there, you're allowed to make a tziyon. A tziyon means put some white lime around it, that people that are Isaac and Tyrus are holding truma, should be careful not to walk over it, not to become tummy. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, remez letzion kvur kvoros, minatori minayin. Where's the remez with your eyes that such an Indian to make a tzion on top of a kever, that if somebody's buried there, there should be a sign on top, people should know not to walk over it, that have to remain tor. Where's the remez minatora? Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, u're'ei etzem odom, u'bon etz letzion. If you see a bone of a person, of a mace, so build next to the tzion. That's the, so Rashi says, Yecheskel misnabo, al osed lovo, Yecheskel saying in the Nevu, what's going to happen? Sheyaso Yisrael tzionim, that Klai Yisrael will make like marks where somebody is buried. Al atzomo yisapgorim, hamushlochim, if you have the bones of the mason that are stamped thrown around, there's an inyan to make it see and to make a mark there. So the remez who, just the remez, shleibuah kosin al lahasne v'lu moishayyod ha-moishatiyan. The apostles only come to teach us that people should do it. So it's a remez in Yecheskel to make it seen on top of the kever. So Gemara asks, Omalei revinu Ravashi, ha-mekameh delaysi Yecheskel, or before Yecheskel came, man Omar, who said it? Like Yecheskel the Nevi'im can't be mechadish nu alochis. Like if you want to know where the remez is, there has to be some remez in the Torah. Like Yecheskel can't come and say something new if he didn't know it from the Torah. So the question again is, where is it in the Torah? So Mar says, that's not a kasha. So Mar says, L'tay mech, if he has such a question, Hodi yomer Rav Chizda, that dovah zeh mitoris meish rabbeinu lo lamadnu. Rav Chizda says clearly, there is an halacha, that if you read the Torah itself, you don't know this halacha. From Torah meish, we don't know it. But midivri Yecheskel ben buzi lamadnu. If you learn the novi Yecheskel, you'll see this halacha. That what is called ben nechor oral levi oral basal yovel amikdashi. That an oral is even an oral lev means not only a person that doesn't have a bris milah. If he's a kaifer, if the lev in a heart is against Hashem, he also can't do the avodah a kainis basal to do the avodah the mikdash. Rashi says oral basal means shemais achiv machmes milah. If your brother died because during the milah. And the law is they don't have to make a bris milah on you, because it's a suffix, maybe you'll die also. But Lamaisa is still, you're called an oral, you're not allowed to do the avoid in the base of Migdish. How do we know this from? In the Torah itself, it doesn't say this any place. But Yecheskel ben Buzi, it says it, that oral leiv, oral basar, can't come to do the avoid. Is Mekame de Leisi Yecheskel man omer? So before Yecheskel came around, how did Yecheskel like know the halacha himself? Who taught it to him before that? He can't make up a new halacha. It has to be from the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah. Ella, what do you have to say? Gemara Gemira law. The Yossi Yecheskel v'yasamchu akro. So Gemara Gemira like it's halacha. It's halacha l'mashim Sinai. These halachas. And Yecheskel only came to put it down in a smacht in a posik. His Ochanami Vayas also. Gemara Gemira law. That's halacha l'mashim Sinai. That if you have a kever, you're supposed to put a tzi on a mark around it that people should know to stay away who has to be Torah. The Yossi Yecheskel v'yasamchu akro. And Yecheskel came and made an asmachta. So it's not the pshat Yecheskel's coming to make up new halachas. The Nevi'im can't make up new halachas. But the pshat was, it was halacha l'mashim Sinai already. And Yecheskel's the one that came to write it down in the Yecheskel. Rabbi Yavu Rama Meyachim. Rabbi Yavu says, no, there's a pasuk in the Torah, there's a remnant from the Torah itself. The pasuk says, V'tomei tomei yikra. Pasuk the pasuk know about the Mitzorah, after the Kohen said, he's vadai tomei, with the pasuk says, tomei tomei yikra. She call out that he's tomei. So we dash it like this. Tumah kura loy, v'yameris loy parish. the extra lashon of tomei yikur is a lashon of mushal, as if it means to say that if you have a mace buried there, the mace itself should yell out and tell you, stay away from me, I'm tomei. What does that mean? That means that there should be a tzion there. If you have a mark there, a white line, that everybody knows the kever is there, people will stay away. So this is the remez, that on top of a kever, you should have a remez, you should have a mark there, that people should know to stay away, as if the mace is yelling out, stay away, stay away. The chen amar Rabbi Uziel, Bab Red de Rebbe Uziel, Rabba, name of Rebbe Uziel, Rabba, the older one, that tumo kareya loy v'yameris loy parish. The pasuk means tumah tamikra, as if the tumor itself is yelling out to you, stay away. Fred Gemara, is that true? That's the shan this pasuk. Fahai lihochiyu liyosa. Does the pasuk come for this purpose? We need this pasuk by a mitzvah that's tamei. And the pasuk says the tumah tamikra, you should call out to this tamei for this halacha. Because we learned the tamei yikra. What does that mean? Tzorech lohidia tzara l'rabim. Like this mitzvah, now that you oiska pask and the kohen said yavadei tamei, there's an inyan you should go tell people yitzaros. Like to be a mitzvah is a terrible thing. You have to go outside the machne. You can't be with your wife. Can't be with your mishpacha. You have to live outside the machne. It's a big tzar. So there's an inyan to tell people about your tzar, the problems that you have. For what purpose? The rabbi mevakshim olav rachmin. There's an inyan to tell people that people should daven for you. The person is sick. There's an inyan to tell people, let people know that you're sick, in order that people should come and daven for you. Whenever you have a tzara problem, tell the people, they should come and daven for you. So that's beyond this pasuk by a mitzvah. For Tomei Yikra, he himself should go and tell people that he's Tomei, but it has nothing to do with the Tumas Meis, that if you have a kever there, as if to say there has to be a tzin on top of the kever. So Gemara says, no, in Cain, if only for this last Yerusha, Lichtov V'Tomei Yikra. Let the pasuk just say a mitzvah tamei yikra. He should call out to say that he's tamei. We would know that's what it means. He should tell people his problems. And people will daven for him. My v'tamei tamei. Why does the pasuk say a double lashon of v'tamei tamei yikra shamat mino tarti? From here it's a remez to learn out two halachas. We could also learn out there's a remez here that when you have a kever and the dead person is buried there, it's as if to say he is yelling out to tell people stay away from me. How is he doing that? The fact is that see in there, there's a mark on top of the kevim, so people know to stay away from you. Abaye Ram Abaye says another place there's a remez for a tziyun. Abaye Ram Mihocha. Pasuk says, V'lefnei iver loisite michshul. In front of a blind person, don't put a stumbling block. There also, if a tekayin that's walking with truma, we don't want him to come tamei, so put a sign there to know not to stumble over the mace. The pasuk says, "V'yomah sole soilo ponu derech." Also, clean out the roads. What does it mean? Clean out the roads. That means make sure the kanim that a Torah can walk through the roads, like make sure that it's seen on top of the kever. Rav Chinen the Ramar, harimu michshol miderechami. Take away the stumbling blocks from the roads of my nation, which is also the remez that if you have a kever, a dead person buried there, make it seen, the people should know not to walk over it. We have Yeshua Bred, we have Idi Yomar from another pasuk. It says in Shemais, for your datale mesaderech ashiyochubo. You should know the way to go. What does that mean? That means you should make sure the roads are tor. Mazutru Omar, vehizartem es bnei Yisroel mitumosim. Warn the bnei Yisroel not to become tomei, or watch you from the tomei. So what does that mean to watch? That means if you have a kever, somebody's buried there, make sure that there's seen on top. Now we'll see later on the Gemara, there's only talking about a case where not everybody knows the kever is there. But in the Beis HaKfaros itself, that everybody knows the mace is there, then you don't have to make a tziyun. A tziyun means only in the case of a road that people don't know if there's really a mace there or not. So when you have a suffix, if a mace is there or not, then you have to put the tziyun on top that people should know to stay away from it. Ravina says from another post. It says in Tehillim, V'som derech erenu v'yeshulakim. Somebody's a som derech, somebody puts his mind to the road. So Rashi says, Shoysin simim b'yezer derech yelchu. He makes a sign to which way he should go. He'll see the Yeshua of Hashem. What does this mean? Omri Yeshua ben Levi. Kol ha'som or choysov zoyche v'royi b'shuwasa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whoever is som means shatz up, make sure he's going in the right way. Right way, make sure he's doing the right things. He'll be zoyche to see the Yeshua of Hashem. Shenem Raposik says, V'som derech, Al tikri v'sum, it doesn't mean like v'sum, to put the road there, ela v'sham, as if to say he shuts up. He makes an estimate, he looks into carefully which way he should go. Like he thinks before he does things. Such a person is Erenu v'yesh elokim. He'll be able to see the Yeshua, the help of Hashem. The Rashi says, Erenu v'yesh elokim, zeh ha-samar chaysav. It means ha-mechashev hefsid mitzvah k'neged tzchara. Like before you do an aveira, you think about the hefsid of not doing a mitzvah k'neged tzchara, u'tzchara avera k'neged tzeda. Before you do an aveira, think about the hefsid you're going to have from it. V'sam k'may shaman, you shots up, you look at it to see what, if it's worth it or not. Before do the aveira, see if it's worth it to do the aveira. But if we're thinking about doing a mitzvah, see if it's worth it or not. So the sum there, if somebody shots us up and looks into the ways, which way to go, he'll be able to see the Yeshua's Hashem. The most of the mice on this was Rabbi Yannai Havilei Hahu Talmida. Rabbi Yannai had a Talmud. So Choyoyme Havi Makshilei. Every day during Shir, he would ask a lot of questions. But the Shabbat of the Rigla, when it came with the Rebbe, gave a Shir on Shabbos Yom Tif, he had a big crowd then. Then he didn't ask any questions then. So Rashi says, Mishum the Yoysa Kuli Yalmala Pirka, the Makshalev Lehevi Masla Fruke, Hevi Machasif. Since the Rebbe now on Shabbos Yom Tif is giving a big Shir in front of a lot of people, the Talmud thought to himself, if I'm going to ask a lot of questions today, maybe my Rebbe won't be able to answer me, and it'll be a big embarrassment for him not to answer in front of the whole Rabbim. So he made up his mind today, in front of the whole Rabbim, he's not going to ask any questions. So that's called the Talmud, that's for Somar Chosov. He thinks into, should he or shouldn't he ask the questions? So the Gemara says, Kori Yalei, Rabbi Yana called upon this Talmud, the post.